Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away.
Order. I'm on my feet. I'm on my feet. I'm on my feet.
Assistant Speaker Ross Robertson trying to restore order after the Prime Minister blamed Labour for an incident in which a man tried to jump into the debating chamber from the public gallery.
The practice of members engaging in heckling and a constant barrage of interjections is entirely intolerable in a debating chamber. This is not a public house. This is Parliament. Let's show some respect for each other. Courtesy is contagious and will all benefit if we abide by the standing orders and Speaker's rulings. I call the Honourable Phil Goff.
Labour's leader had just kicked off the general debate after question time when the incident occurred.
And then he promised that if we downgraded the...
Order! Order!
Oh, God. Move! 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 William!
Members will please take their seats. Thank you. And a big thank you to the security guard. Will the Sergeant-at-Arms please be involved and ensure that things return to normal? Thank you, Sergeant.
The man was removed, and it was then that the Prime Minister said something to the effect that it was a disgrace and it was Labour's fault, prompting an angry reaction from the opposition front bench.
Mr. Speaker.
Order! 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 Order!
Ross Robertson invited Mr. Goff to start again.
Mr. Speaker, can I acknowledge the work done by security in preventing that sad incident and say that it's even sadder that the Prime Minister would have tried to blame that on the Labour opposition. And I think, Mr. Speaker, that's an absolute disgrace.
Order! 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 I'm on my feet!
But the bickering continued, with Mr. Goff responding to an interjection from National's Tohinere.
It's not a lie, actually, Mr. Hinare. It's
Order.
What the Prime Minister actually said across the floor of the House.
Order.
And actually, he should have withdrawn and apologised for that. Mr. Speaker, it is an appalling remark by the Prime Minister, and the ongoing barrage from the government backbenches doesn't help that situation.
Order. Order.
Ross Robertson had another go at restarting the debate.
Call the Honourable Phil Goff.
Mr. Speaker, the downgrading of the credit rating of New Zealand, which blindsided the government by two credit rating agencies last Friday, is a reflection by those credit rating agencies that they lack confidence in the economic management of this country. It is a shame, Mr. Speaker. I hope the election campaign is going to be conducted with a little more dignity than the Prime Minister showed in the chamber earlier today.
Before calling the Prime Minister a scumbag, Trevor Mallard also said he was a liar, Rhys Lyon reports.
The parliamentary argy-bargy began with the standard question for the Prime Minister from opposition leader Phil Goff.
Does he have confidence in the Minister of Finance?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes. Because despite the global financial crisis, the Canberra earthquakes and the very uncertain global environment, he's done a great job to put New Zealand on a credible path back to surplus.
But Mr. Goff probed deeper, questioning the Prime Minister about his finance minister's handling of recent finance company failures.
Was the minister aware of the growing liability to the taxpayer with some finance companies increasing their deposits by 1,000% because they had the government guarantee to fall back on? And why didn't the minister do anything about that?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, of course the minister was aware of that, and that's because the way the scheme was set up by Labor to rush it through for Helen Clark's campaign launch. And actually, I remember it really well, Trevor, because John Armstrong wrote it up in the paper the day after the launch to say how clever Labor were. Well, Labor weren't that clever because they cost the country a lot of money.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
But the heckling from opposition MPs soon had senior government whip Chris Tremaine raising a point of order.
I rise to point out the comments that former Minister Mallard is shouting across the House repeatedly. It's unacceptable, and I take issue with those comments.
Well, what he actually interjected, if I heard rightly, was "what a lie." I'm not sure that is. Point of order.
I did call the Prime Minister a liar. I withdraw and apologise.
Labour's Trevor Mallard.
That report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.